Acts chapter number 27, Acts chapter 27, and we're going to begin reading down at verse number 20. Acts chapter number 27, and we're going to begin reading there at verse number 20. If you have your Bible, you can follow along there, or if you don't have that, the verses will be available for you on the screen. Acts chapter 27 and verse number 20, the Bible said, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and says, 'Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God." Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad for a word from God every once in a while? "For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further and sounded again and found it 15 fathoms, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day." Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'd help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you'd give us, Lord, those things we have need of here in this hour, in this place. I pray, God, you'd speak to every heart and every life. I pray, oh God, that you would do in our lives those things that we desperately need. I pray that, God, we would leave this place differently than we've came. I pray, oh God, that you would have your will and have your way, and your will and your way will be worked in this time we have together. Lord, we'll thank you for what you do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. As we look into this portion of Scripture, I want to notice a few things here and by way of introduction. As I read this Scripture, I've read it many times. Of course, it's talking about a storm. Certainly, there's a storm that is there and a storm that they go through. But aren't you thankful to know that in our storms, there's an end to the storm? There's a time that the storm will cease. There's a time that the storm will stop. There's a time that the storm will change and things will change. And as we look here at this portion of Scripture, I'm reminded even at what we're facing right now. It's supposedly going to be spring soon. You can't tell that sometimes, but it is supposed to be spring soon. Seasons are a very powerful force in our life. Seasons affect the things we do. Seasons affect the clothes we wear. Seasons affect the mood we're in, and often even the food that we feel like eating. The ability to predict those seasons or track those seasons is something that they've been working on for years and years and years. But I'm not going to go into all that. But I will say this, when we're talking about a season, notice what the dictionary said about a season: a time characterized by a particular circumstance or feature, a suitable or natural time or occasion, or an indefinite period of time, a time of year associated with a particular activity. Those are just some ideas when you think about a season and you think about that. And I want to call your attention back to verse number 20. The Bible said, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken, snatched, stolen away from us. So we see some fellas here that are in a bad situation. If we read back down in verse 29, the last verse we read, the Bible said that they came to a certain point, they threw out anchors, and then the Bible said they wished for the day. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in the middle of the night so long that you didn't think it would ever be day? That you didn't think that the storm would ever be over? That you didn't think the storm would ever pass, and all you had, hope was gone, and all you could do is wish, will it ever be daytime? I'm glad I've got a word from God. The Bible said this, weeping does endure for a night. Weeping endures for a night. But what? Joy comes in the morning. Just as sure as there's a nighttime in your life. I was preaching a funeral yesterday, and one of the verses that they had asked me to read was Psalm 23. You often hear that at a funeral. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and all that. And one portion in there said that He'll spread a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. God spoke to me about something. For me to get the blessing that God wants for me to have and the table spread before me, enemies are going to have to be present. We don't like our enemies. We don't like our storms. We don't like hard times. But God said, I'm going to spread a table before you, and your enemies are going to be there to see it. See, because I'm going through a storm, I know on the other side the sun's going to shine. I know because I'm in the midnight and because my tears are flowing, because I'm weary, because I'm weak. I know that joy's coming in the morning. They laid Jesus there in that tomb and they sealed the tomb as best they could. They came and the disciples worried and the disciples cried. The women came to the tomb and thought, what are we going to do? How are we going to get to him? And they came and found the tomb was this rock was rolled back. The tomb was empty. Thought, what have you done with my Lord? And the angel said, he has risen just like he said. See, there was a season, there was a time that he went through a midnight hour, but aren't you glad, hallelujah, that in the sun, when the sun rose, the S-O-N rose too. He got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And I'm him to tell you this morning, what storm you're facing, what season you're going through, God can turn it around too. Let me preach a little while on this thought. When the day breaks, when the day breaks, let me say this. I believe every one of us this morning can rejoice even in our midnights. Paul, what did he say? He's standing on the ship in the midnight hour, no sun, no moon, no stars. But Paul said, be of good cheer, because God done stood by me and God's done told me everything's going to be all right. Has he seen the sunrise? No. Has he seen a star? No. Has he seen the moon? No. He's not seen any of that, but he had a word from God. He knew that God had showed up. So I believe you and I, as God's children, can stand on the in the middle of the sea on our ship, tossed and torn vessel, and we can stand and rejoice even in the midnight, because we know that the day is coming. We know that the morning is getting ready to come. Notice a few things about this. Number one, when the day breaks, there will be plans that are shattered. There will be plans that are shattered. Verse 20 again said, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Now, on these vessels, they always had a smaller vessel. It would be used either to, they had to dock and go into a small island where they can't bring the larger ship, or it would be used for a lifeboat. And so, when they got to this place and all hope was gone, there were people on that ship that made up their mind, hey, I'm going to get on that boat. I'm going to leave my current situation, and I don't know what's in that boat, but I know that boat's got to be different than what I'm experiencing now, and I know that boat's got to be different than what I'm going through now, and I'll just take my chances. I'll roll the dice with something else and do something else. They had people that had their mind that that's what they were going to do. But as we see here, the Bible said that all their hope was lost. There were some people that just wanted to die on the ship. Had no interest in going forward, had no interest in rowing, had no interest in raising the sail, had no interest in throwing out the anchor. They just thought, all hope is gone, I'll just die where I'm at. Probably some even said, you know, it'd probably be better if I just jumped overboard. You know, a lot of times in our life, we come to a place where we don't see how God's going to do it. We don't see that there's any hope, any light ahead, and we think, you know, I'll try my chances with this. I'll go and do this. I don't know what that's going to lead to, and I know that God did not put me there, but it's got to be better than what I'm going through. And some of us just throw our hands up and say, you know what, I quit. I'm not going to do anything else. I don't have anything else to do. I have no strength to go forward. When the day breaks, there will be plans that are shattered. You and I have got to learn, when God puts us in a storm, God wants us to stay on board. I don't know how many people that I know, and I always go back. I remember years ago, I was visiting with a family. I was going to a different church then. You don't know these people, and they don't know you. I was visiting with them. They lived on Davis Park Road down in South Gastonia. And I was talking to him, or the guy I was with was talking to him more than me. I was young then. And now if I come to your house, I'll talk to you all day long. I won't let you leave. Oh, amen. I won't let you leave. But the guy I was talking to and I'll never forget this, Raymond. These people were kind of in church and out of church. And, you know, they really wanted to do right, but it just seems like a lot of things kept happening. And that they said, you know what? Said, it seems like when I try to do right, it seems like when I try to get close to God, then bad things happen. And that we just found out it's easier just to not try to do right, not try to serve God. It might be for a little while. It might be smooth sailing. If they got on that other little ship, it may have been smooth sailing for them for a little while, but I promise you this, the same storm they were in then, they were going to be in that little ship too. I say you might as well just stay on board the ship. You might as well stay the course. God has got a purpose for you, and God's got a plan for you. We don't always understand God's purpose and God's plan. We don't always understand what's the best way. I see the Bible said here in this portion of Scripture, Paul said, we need to stay here. We don't need to go any further. But the Bible said the south wind blew softly. You know, the devil always has a south wind, don't he? Man, we've heard from God. God has told us something, and we know it's God's will. And then the devil comes and whispers in your ear, said, is that really God? If God really wanted this, would He not do that? And they went on to do their thing. And what the Bible says, they ended up in the middle of a storm. You're a Clyde, a modern-day hurricane. They were in the middle of that. And in the middle of that is where we find them right here in verse 20. And then when all hope that we should be saved was taken away, everything that said within them that things are going to be all right were taken away. We've got to learn whenever we're looking at the lifeboat, when we're looking at the rafts, when we're looking at everything else, just stay the course. Stay with the crew and stay with the captain. Hallelujah. I'm glad to know I've got a captain that sailed many a rough water, that sailed many a deep water, and he's brought us up safe this far. And I know that when I get there, I'm going to be able to walk over on the plank of God's amazing grace. I'm going to be able to walk off the ship and say, my captain kept me through the storm. My captain got me where he said he is going to take me. Somebody give him some praise if you're glad for the captain on the ship. Let me ask you this. What plans do you have that have been shattered recently? What is it that, man, you figured out, if I take this job, or if I move here, or if I do that, then things are going to be better. And those pieces are shattering down around you. It could be that you've decided, you know what, I'm just going to stick with God. I'm going to stay with God. God has told me to do this, and I'm going all the way with Him. I'm cut off the lifeboat. I'm not going to look at that thing anymore. I'm not going to keep my mind over there on that anymore. I'm deciding I'm staying on the ship, and in the middle of that, things are just falling down around you and all your hope is gone. You're thinking, will it ever be daytime again? Will I ever get out of this storm? I'm glad to tell you there's good news for you. Notice not only when day breaks, the plans will be shattered. Number two, there's a promise that is spoken. Verse 23 said, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God whose I am, and whom I serve." I think I got a couple other verses there saying, "Fear not, Paul, for thou hast must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." And then I think verse number 25 finishes and says, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." There was a promise that was spoken. When the day breaks, there's going to be a promise that you can hold on to. There's going to be a promise that you can believe in. Now think about those guys that wanted to jump ship. If you read the whole story here, you'll find out that the Bible said that all will be saved. However, the ship will be lost. All that are on board, all that are with you, Paul, are going to be saved, and the ship will be lost. And further in the story, whenever the ship starts to break up, the guy on the ship, Raymond, says, "Let's kill him." And the captain says, "No." He said, "I'm going to say Paul's going to be delivered to where he's supposed to be, and because he's going, the rest of this crowd will go too." See, if they would have left, they would have been killed. But because they stayed where they're supposed to be, then they were able to live in the promise of somebody else better than them. See, this is a ship filled with a bunch of murderers, a bunch of thieves, a bunch of no goods. And here's a missionary. Here's somebody that God has put his hand on, has wrote in 14 books of the Bible. This is a man that God is using greatly. And God said, "I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you where I said you was going to go. We're going to deliver you up before Caesar. And you're going to give the gospel to Caesar. You're going to take the gospel over to Rome. And you're going to preach the gospel there. And whatever it takes to get you there, I'm going to get there." And there was a whole crowd of people that lived because somebody was with them, and they stood in the crowd and stood in the promise of somebody else. "See, I stand before you today not because I'm good, not because I've done anything good on my own. In fact, I have very little spiritual heritage to look to, but I do know a few people that knew God, and I do know a few people that loved God, and do know a few people that prayed for me when I was lost and undone, and I stand in the promise of one that's better than me. I stand in the promise of one that was ahead of me, preferred before me." There's a promise. When the day breaks, there's going to be a promise that is spoken in your life. I need to move on. I want to preach this last point. Look with me, if you will. When the day breaks, finally, there will be a place on the shore. Verse 26 said, "Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island." Do you have that next verse? Did I give you that one, Brother Todd? Verse 44 said, "And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land." Now, they're in the middle of the storm. They have thrown the anchors out. The Bible said they wished for the day. Now, notice this. Have you ever thought that to get to daytime from your nighttime storm, to get to the daytime, to get to the promise, to get to what God has for you, that what you've got is going to have to tear up? We don't like that, do we? We like our ship like it is. I love this little ship. It's kept me safe, and I'm in the storm, and the ship's okay. But God said the ship will be lost, but you're going to be saved. And He said, "Howbeit, there's a certain island that you're going to go to. There's a place I've already prepared for you." See, Miss Fraley, whenever I was trying to hold on to my ship, when I was trying to hold on to the pieces and all that was taking place there, God already had a place over on the shore for me. I didn't have to have sea legs anymore. I didn't have to get sick anymore. I didn't have to wish for the day and throw out the anchors anymore, because God had a place on the sandy sea. Good gracious, somebody help me. God has a place for every child of God that's going through a storm. God's got a place for you too. God knows just exactly where you're at. And God might be sending the storm, and He might tear up your ship, but there's a place on the shore that where you can stand. There's a place on the shore where you can know the presence of God and know the sunshine of God and know the peace of God. Somebody give Him praise if you're glad there's a place on the shore for you. I wrote this down. After everything else breaks, what you've got will be enough. What did it say in verse 44? "And the rest, some on boards, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And it came to pass, they all escaped safe to land." A lot of those guys couldn't swim. And it took the ship breaking up. It took the ship tearing up for them to have something to get them where they were supposed to be going. See, some of us, we don't have a plan going forward. We don't have ability to get where we're at. I'd say all of us don't have the ability to get where God has purposed us to go. We're staying in our ship and we're thinking everything's going to be okay if as long as our ship don't break. But it takes the breaking of the ship for us to ride on the waves of mercy, on the waves of grace, and end up over on the shore where God has purposed us the whole time. I mentioned this last week, and I'll say it again. Instead of us crying over what we lost, we need to learn to cling to what we got left. Those guys could have sat there, and the captain could have decided, "Raymond, I'm going down with my ship. I'll hold on to the ship, and I'm going down with it." Then he'd be dead. You can decide, "I'm going down with my ship. I'm going to hold on to it and just going to ride it to the bottom." And you can die spiritually as well. Or you could let the storm in your life, you could let God tear up the things in your life that you'll learn you don't really need anyway. You'll learn that it was great, it got me where I'm at, but to get me where I'm going, I need the broken pieces. And these things got to be broken up so I can get there. And God sent in a storm and breaking all kinds of things up. Billy Joe, do you know something about some broken pieces? Do you know something about some broken places in your life? I don't know what God's doing for you, but I do know this. There's a place on the shore for you. God's broke up some things and God's tore up some things, but just hold on to that piece of broken board. You just hold on to that piece of the ship. And you know this, that you're going to get there. Miss Brenda, God's got a place on the shore for you. He might be He might be breaking up some things. He might be allowing some things to fall apart. But know this, good gracious, I feel some preaching coming on. I say praise be to God. Just hold on to the broken boards. Hold on to the broken pieces of the ship, because you're going to make it. You're going to make it through. It might not be everything you thought it was. Things might not turn out the way you thought they would. You might not have everything you would, but when you get there, you'll have everything you need. When you get there, you'll find out He was everything He said He'd be, and you're going to make it. Y'all come on. They're going to sing this song in just a second. We think about this. Can you imagine them guys? And they couldn't swim. Some of you in here, you can't swim. If somebody has to throw you into water, into the lake, man, you would think, I'm about to die. And if somebody gave you a piece of board, you'd hold on to the thing for dear life. It wouldn't matter how nice that ship was that was going down. All you'd care about is this board just keeping me afloat. And this is the best thing I've ever had. Can you imagine as the waves crashed on them? Can you imagine as the night air and the billows of wind and all the sound, the thunder crashing, the lightning flashing, and they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know. They were still wishing for the day. Can you imagine as they just held on, and maybe for the first time in their life, some of them sailors began to pray. Oh, God, the God that stood beside Paul, the God that said, we're going to make it. Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I believe you. I'm going to make it. The waves are still coming. The wind's still blowing. The thunder's still crashing. But they said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm holding on, and I'm going to make it. I don't care if there's more waves. I don't care if there's more thunder. I don't care if there's more lightning. I'm going to make it. And just about that time, their feet start dragging on sand. Their feet start touching the bottom. And they realize that God has kept His word. God has said, and God has done what He said. Aren't you glad to know I'm going to make it tonight? Come pray. Stand up and rejoice, whatever you want to do. Stand with me.
Keeps on giving the grace. intentions I've had, sometimes my strength can fail. And though I have tried the very best that I could, my weakness prevails. But then
of you believe God? Brother Ben, play on that piano. If you believe God and you believe you're going to make it, let's just come and take a step of faith and say, God, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to show my faith. Lord, I'm in the middle of the night. I'm in the middle of the storm. I don't see day. I don't see a star. I don't see the moon. But Lord, I believe your word. I believe what you said. And Lord, I know that I'm going to make it because you said I would.